This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Glad that you could join us this morning. Monday, best day of the week, especially when you can talk about a football game. The orange and white game, Saturday, 2 p.m. What a just an eventful weekend, packed full of excitement. It's very exciting this weekend, and can't wait to share what I can about the weekend, and certainly would do that. But first, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. First, the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline is already packed. So let's get to our first caller today. And today's first caller is Johnny. Johnny, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, did you guys see that? We had a fullback on the field.
I formation fullback. I said it on Friday.
I don't even know what that looked like anymore. We used them, too.
We used them. Yep, sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, who was number nine? Is that number nine for the Jordan, I believe,
yes.
For the orange team?
Tim Jordan.
Yeah, hey, he was a good little power runner. Is he I didn't know anything about him. Is he a freshman, sophomore?
Sophomore.
Yeah, he's going to be a sophomore coming up.
He played last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? I don't remember seeing him on the field much. We're not using much?
Yeah, he didn't play a whole lot. But, he did play some. He was kind of like a practice star. Like, all of us that sort of saw him in practice, we were like, oh, he's pretty you know, built, good-looking kid. But then, yeah, he didn't see a lot of time on the field.
But, yeah, that we were down there at the – I don't know, we were inside the five, three runs in a row. That was nice. No, we didn't – there was no shotgun formation. There was no thought about passing. It felt good. It felt like Tennessee football was back.
Well, there's no reason to pass the ball when you're right there at the goal line. I mean, unless you have Marquez Callaway and it's third down and you got jammed two or three times. But in this situation, yeah, run the football – that's what Tennessee football is all about. And I'm glad to see us get back to a pro-style offense. We know there's going to be some growing pains with that. But there's no reason to get cute. When you have strong, powerful young men, athletic young men, guys that can run between the tackles, there's no reason to get cute. And I'm glad that we're getting back to that.
Yeah, I hope we didn't have Callaway's best game of the year like he did in game one last year.
Yeah, you know, he understands that he needs to be the guy. He has to be the number one wide receiver. Juwan Jennings has made probably more plays, but right now his mentality is that he's the number one guy. Juwan is out. You're the guy. And when Juwan gets back and he plays like a number one himself, then that gives Garantano that much more options when you have Brandon Johnson in the slot working, and he's been consistent this spring as well. But yeah, Marquez Callaway is dynamic. He understands that. We all know it. He has to just do it every day.
Yeah, some of his catches, I mean, I know there was even some, because we played around that sideline a lot. Like, a bunch of those throws were right there. Like, I thought there was a few of them that were out, you know, that they ruled catches. You know, I guess it's being an open, you know, kind of glorified practice and everything like that. Maybe they gave us a little bit. I'm not real sure. But He was catching everything in his sight, and he's got good hands. It just We just got to get consistency out of him.
That catch on, I'm actually just watching right now. I got the game plan just on my computer. After the interception that Will McBride threw right at the first of the game, the catch that he made, just like one arm coming out and catching it, that Marquez Callaway made. Kid's got talent, man.
You can see how much Jared Guarantano trusts him, too.
Yes.
Because every time
for sure.
There would be a blitz, every time Guarantano would feel pressure, he would find Callaway and try to throw it to his back shoulder. And there were several times where Callaway was running down the sideline and Guarantano would throw him a comeback to the back shoulder and just let him go up and make a play.
Yeah.
That's better than taking a sack.
Yeah. Our receivers have earned the right to have balls thrown to them while they're covered. You know, they've made plays on these corners all spring long. And as this team continues to work together during the spring without the coaches, and you do 7-on-7, you do 1-on-1, and you get that timing down, you're going to see more of that. Garantano's going to trust his receivers more. And I love David Johnson's motto, there's no bad balls. There's no such thing as bad balls. Any ball that comes towards us.
We do 7-on-7 in Tennessee now?
Yes. We're going to do 7-on-7.
What's that?
What is that? All right, Johnny, thanks for the call, man. Good morning.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
What is that? 7-on-7.
It really is nice to just always have kind of an auxiliary guy like that. Because you could tell, I mean, McBride didn't have one of those guys to just kind of go to.
He didn't. He didn't help himself, but he also didn't receive very much help, especially on that interception. The throw was a little behind Tyler Bird, but Tyler Bird's got to catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want Tyler Bird to catch that. The great ones do catch that. Now, the ball was thrown in a lot of traffic, but the great receivers make that play. And what I hope was going to happen, and that is for Jared Guarantano to separate himself in the orange and white game. I know a lot of people got excited last year because they saw – McBride come in late in the season, and he looked better than Jared Guarantano. But we're talking about who's going to give you the best chance to win. It's going to be Guarantano, or it's going to be Keller Chris coming in. So I'm glad that didn't get all murky and weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, with McBride outplaying Guarantano, because the better quarterback has a good amount of distance right now. And it's going to be between Guarantano and Chris this fall. So, I like the way Guarantano played. We'll talk about the game, talk about Guarantano, Pruitt's comments, the defense, Big Orange Caravan, and the Preds getting the W 5-0, smashing the Avalanche,
brilliant,
shutting them up.
Brilliant plan by the Preds to lose game 5 on purpose and go back to Colorado so that they could beat the Avs and finish the series off in front of their home crowd and rub it in. That's a brilliant fan by Coach Laviolette and Roman Josi, the captain. I love the plan. It was beautiful, and I hope the Avs fans were drowning in their tears last night as they went to bed.
Executed excellently, I will say that much. I did like – this is for anyone who's not super interested in the hockey talk. This is an element of this that is hockey-related but not really. I liked – how the fans of the Avalanche last night, even though they got whipped for a full 60 minutes, they gave their team a full standing ovation as they went off the ice. Because if you don't know, last year the Avalanche were the worst team in the league by a pretty decent margin. They shot back this year, had a star on their team who really carried them. And they were really appreciative. And I like seeing that. They weren't bitter. And it was just good sportsmanship on their part after – I would say a series where I didn't love my interactions with any Colorado fans I encountered, but
I don't think people understand how embarrassing last night was for the Avalanche. You got beat 5-0 on your own home ice to get eliminated. Just think about if you are walking down the street with your lady, wife, girlfriend, whatever, and someone walks up to you and slaps you across the face. Like, what are you going to do?
Somebody's got to catch a two-piece in a biscuit.
I mean,
it doesn't matter if the guy's bigger than you or not. Like, your lady's looking right at you.
You have to do something.
You can't look like a punk in front of your lady.
No.
You can't look like a punk in front of your friends. You're walking with your friends, and someone comes up to you. Sabop! What are you going to do? You going to just stand there? The Avalanche got embarrassed in front of their own fans. We walked up while they were walking with a dime piece and said, "Saplap!" right across the head.
You thought you were slick.
Right across the face. And you know what they did? They apologized and kept walking. That's what they did.
Yeah.
They apologized and kept walking. That's how you do it, Predators.
Zadorov? Is that how you say his last
Zadorov,
name?
Zadorov,
number 16? Yeah. He was making me mad last night.
He got kicked out of the game.
Yeah, he got a 10-minute major for a cross-check to the face of Ryan Ellis, I believe.
Yeah.
Just uncalled for.
That would be me.
He was salty, and you could tell.
I really do like – hockey does not get its due for being – in my opinion, the toughest sport that in America, I would say. I think rugby might be internationally. Like, there's not a whole lot of I guess people do play rugby in the United States, right? I don't know.
Yes.
But hockey, because the reason I say it is probably the toughest sport is because you can do things in hockey that you can't do in football without just getting kicked out of a game. You can hit people after a play. You can get in a fight, punch a dude in the face, and stay in the game. There's vigilante justice, and I love that element of it. Where Zadorov, he kind of got what he deserved, getting kicked out of the game. But essentially, like, if you did the equivalent of what he did in football, you'd get like a 10-game suspension.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that the next time the Steelers and the Bengals play, in the middle of the game, Vontaze Burfict and Juju Smith-Schuster
just
drop the gloves, take the helmet off, take the shoulder pads off, and let them square up.
It would literally be the same, though. I mean, these dudes just have a fist fight right there on ice.
That's right. Predators, we.
I noticed you dropped that we line earlier.
That's right, man. I'm on the team. You know that?
I didn't.
Subban's my cousin. Hey, let's get to Andy. Andy on line two. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, it was kind of disappointing to see we didn't have the most attendance for the spring game.
Why is it disappointing? Whoa. Andy. What is disappointing?
Well, I was hoping we'd beat Georgia.
Andy, why did you think that Tennessee's attendance was going to be Georgia? Let's think about this. Georgia played for a national championship. They have more stability. They have a lot of excitement right now. Why did you think that Tennessee was going to come close to beating Georgia in attendance after what happened with this administration, what happened during the coaching search? Andy, come on now.
Well, I mean, I love the culture and the way the atmosphere is changing. So I figured some fans would feel the same way and give them at least a chance. But it don't seem like a lot of people want to give them a chance.
Andy, who are you listening to? 65,000 people showed up to the game. 65,98 was the announced attendance. That was an awesome crowd for what happened this past season. 0-8 in the SEC, 4-8, embarrassed ourselves in college football last year. We had 60,000 people show up. The bottom bowl was full. Our fans should be happy. They should be proud. That was a great showing.
Third largest crowd in spring game history.
Great showing. It was a great showing. Fifth nationally. The only team that stunk it up like we did was probably Nebraska. All the rest of them were, they were championship competing teams. And Nebraska had their prodigal son come back as a first-year head coach, and they got 87,000. What Tennessee did on Saturday was pretty dang good.
Yes.
So there's no reason to feel down about it. There's no reason to complain about it. Like, I don't see why we're looking at that as a negative.
Well, I just would rather it have been like 100,000, but it is what it is.
Andy, has it ever been 100,000?
No, but
Andy, they won a championship in '98. It wasn't 100,000 then. It wasn't even close.
Now, it has happened, though. Ohio State has had over 100,000 at a spring game before.
I'm talking about Tennessee.
Yeah. But it's doable. It's a realistic thing that could
what
happen.
What else is there to do in Ohio?
But let's
come on. Let's be realistic here. When do we start promoting the spring game?
Last Tuesday. Week of. Yeah, week of.
Less than a week ago.
No one was expecting 100,000. Come on, Andy. You couldn't possibly really expect 100,000.
All right. Well, it was really good to see Malik Elian out there. You know, the former track star, actually out on the field Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello?
Is that end of thought?
He looks really good. I think he's going to really do something this year, especially what he did last year in the LSU game. We're like, who in the world is that?
there are plenty of guys that I kind of felt that way about that I just want to see more from. That's, you know, more or less the entire team, I guess, at this point. But
Andy, thanks for the phone call. Andy, you got to get yourself some positivity about you. Like, it's nothing negative to it's not a reason to be negative.
I thought it was a good turnout.
I thought it was a great turnout.
Personally.
Alabama just won the national championship, and they only had 8,000 more people than Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, you got to kind of look at it in perspective.
Now, Tennessee announced 65,000, and there probably weren't 65,000. But I saw a Knoxville media member say that it was an exaggeration of 20,000 people. Mm. That is 100% false.
I thought
it wasn't 65,000, but it sure as heck wasn't a 20,000 miscount.
We need to find out, because essentially the entire lower bowl was full.
Correct.
Which has been about the average of every orange and white game that I've been to.
Correct.
How much does the lower bowl hold? Because that's the metric, I think, that gets used most in this
I would
game.
Imagine it would hold.
I would say like
over half.
65,000 of a 100,000 seat.
Now, I will say
stadium.
The end zones, there were some spots that weren't necessarily full in the end zone.
Yeah.
Great turnout.
Yes, 100%.
Period.
100%.
Yeah, great turnout.
It exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, third largest crowd in spring game history. I was not expecting that at all. I was expecting 50 to 55,000.
Great turnout. Andy, it's Monday. Get yourself together, Andy. A lot of good things happening.
It's Money Monday.
You've
got to be positive out
here. I'm not here to carry water or you know, pump positivity when there's negative stuff going on. Like, I'm not trying to cover up the negativity. But there's not really much to be negative about. Now, what happened in between the lines? You had some good things happen. You had some bad things happen. That's really with any game. And we'll talk about that. We'll discuss that. But the stuff outside the lines, what is there to be negative about? Tons of former players back. Coach Foreman did a great job. This weekend was unreal. The feeling in the air is different. And you disappointed because we didn't get 100,000? We weren't going to get 100,000.
No, big recruiting weekend on top of
that. Oh, man. Them dudes. I got a chance. The rules now allow foreign players to talk to recruits when they're on campus.
Really?
So I got a chance to talk to some recruits and recruits' parents Friday night. And so just relax, everybody.
Yeah. Saw some real positive reviews from recruits
relax.
On social media. And
just relax.
The three biggest recruits that were there is Morris, the kid out of the offensive tackle out of Georgia, and then the wide receiver from Texas and the defensive end from Florida, all raved about Tennessee. And those are the three biggest recruits on Tennessee's board right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about recruiting, spring game, quarterback play, defense, Pruitt's comments, Big Orange Caravan. We got Chip on the Big Drive Waterproofing Hotline, and we'll get to Chip when we get back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDR Mattress.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
All right, let's get to Chip on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. If you want to get in the conversation with us, you can do so by hitting those 10 digits. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, individuals. How we doing today? How we doing today?
We great, individual. How you doing, man?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Great. It's a great feeling to eat some lunch and, yeah, get to see my balls on TV. That was great. Really, really enjoyed it. And I know you guys were there. So a couple questions. First off, I think I was most impressed with Alante Taylor. And, you know, I know he's a freshman and everything, but I think that kid's going to be special. Pretty impressed with his play. It looked to me like he did a really good job, kept up with his receiver, had a breakup at one point. I thought made a couple of good stops. So very impressed with him. Who was y'all's, you know, I guess most impressive thing that y'all saw out there? And lastly, on the recruiting side of it, I think there's a gentleman from Texas A&M that we're pursuing pretty heavily. And from what I understand, he is very high on Tennessee, a graduate transfer from A&M. Can't remember his name.
Nick Harvey.
Nick Harvey, absolutely. I know he didn't play last year because of an injury, but that might be a huge get if he's healthy. And lastly, offensive line. And I'll ask you what you guys think about that. I thought they looked pretty good. I know that the defense isn't really pushing, you know, in a spring game like they would be, the blitzes and things like that. But I don't know. I thought they looked pretty good. And I'll listen, guys.
Yeah, Nick Harvey, him and his fathers, who actually I got a chance to speak with, and it's wide open for him to come in and start. I mean, there's no reason why Tennessee shouldn't be a finalist for his services.
No.
You look at our corners right now, he should be very confident about coming in and making a contribution very, 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 very early. So the atmosphere was electric. It was unreal. The recruits got a chance to come down Friday night, and because we were there in the stadium, and they were one floor above us, and they got a chance to come down and see all the Lettermen interact with each other. I mean, we had guys hugging each other. Man, you had one Letterman that when Prue was talking, dropped tears because it means that much to him. Because he feels like Tennessee is back. Coach Fulmer back in the fold. Like, it felt like Tennessee again. And those recruits got a chance to see how passionate we are about Tennessee. And the parents was there. So, I think we have a really good chance with Nick Harvey. We'll see what happens. But I know we got to wait to attaboy to do this. But Coach Fulmer and the staff to put together Friday night, it was unreal. 2010, Chris Brown, former tight end, and I were sitting around the house one day, and we were like, man, it would be cool to have this thing like Miami. And what I mean by Miami is all those players on the sideline at the games when they were rocking there in the early 2000s and had all these players that were in the league coming back, Jeremy Shockley's, the Kellen Winslow's, all those guys that – went to the league and came back. I was like, man, we need to get Tennessee like that. And so we were like, well, what do we do? Of course, we know about the Saturday night parties and stuff like that. But we were like, okay, there's a day before this orange and white game. Man, let's go to Dooley and see if he would be okay with putting on an event for all the foreign players so we can get together. And so we went to Dooley. We scheduled a lunch with Dooley. And this is one thing I would never, I would not criticize Dooley on, because he took time out of his day to sit down and talk with us. Now, all the other stuff, it's fair, but I will always be gracious. I will always be thankful that Dooley took time to speak with me and Chris Brown. So we go in his office, we have lunch together, and we share our vision. And Dooley was like, I love it, let's do it. And at the time, Brad Pendergrass was the director of football operations. And Brad Pendergrass and that staff put it together. And that was the first year. And to see what it is now, oh, my goodness. I mean, it was a band playing. I mean, it was amazing. And usually we get players come in, former players come in, and they hang out for 30 minutes or so, 45, and they leave. We were there the entire time. The entire time. It was first class, and I just want to say thank you and great job. But let's get back to the phones, and let's see who we got there.
Our phone operator is on the phone.
Yeah, so who we got next?
Got a full bank of calls here.
All right, let's just whoever's next. Say your name. Good morning. Who we got there? We got Spencer. Is it Spencer? Hello.
Is he on?
Spencer's on the other line.
Who we got here? Hello? 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 All right, call us back. Who's next?
This should Hello? Be Spencer.
Spencer.
Hey.
Hey. There we go. Good morning.
What's up?
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Spencer, you there?
Heard him for a second there.
All right, call us back. 865-255-03. Gotta be ready to go. Gotta be ready. Like Christian Coleman.
Sound like he dropped his phone or
something. When that gun goes off, you got to come out the gates. Get out the blocks. You got to be ready to go. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline.
And to answer Chip's question, because his original question, I guess, was something like, what stood out to us, or what position or player or something like that stood out? He sort of took my answer because he talked about the offensive line there. The offensive line was not Swiss cheese like I probably thought it was going to be. It's obviously, like I think Chip said, that obviously the players aren't going as hard as they would be in, you know, an SEC play in season. But
what'd you say?
The players during the spring game would not be going as hard as they would.
Why not?
Be.
Why not?
That's probably why.
I mean, first of all, you don't want to injure your fellow
when
your
you don't
teammates.
When you don't go hard is when you get hurt.
You can't hit the quarterback.
When you don't go hard is when you get hurt.
If you're not going hard, you can still go hard without hitting the quarterback.
I didn't say they didn't go hard at all. I just said it wasn't a full game environment.
No, you should go as hard as you would go against Georgia. If it's 11-on-11.
Then maybe they did.
If it's 11-on-11 and it's a scrimmage, then you need to go as hard as you would go against Georgia, Alabama. Because if you don't turn it on in practice, you're going to wait till the game? That's not the way it works. So you need to be going as hard as you would go against an SEC East opponent, but just don't hit the quarterback.
Well, I hope they did.
Yeah.
I hope they did go full blast. And if they did, I mean, genuinely, that offensive line held up better than I thought it would, to their credit, and without Trey Smith.
There's only a few things that's different. You don't really cut your own teammates.
Yeah.
And you don't hit the quarterback. Everything else is fair game. You don't – if you're a DB or a linebacker and you see one of your teammates hung out to dry, high pass, okay, you don't
rack them.
Yeah, you don't run underneath them or try to, you know, demolish them. Those are the only three things that should be different. Everything else is the same. That's the problem. That's why Pruitt was unhappy with the effort. And I know a little bit of the reason why the effort was not to Jermaine Pruitt's liking. We'll talk about that too. But oh no, you treat every rep like it's a game in practice.
I hope they did.
So that way, when you get in the game. You're not caught off guard, and it's easy. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what Pruitt and company, that's what they're trying to develop. All right, we'll take a break and get back to the phone lines. They are packed.
Got three callers coming
up. So stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any
written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear Swain face, see it.
All right, let's get to Nathan on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Nathan, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I totally think that the numbers that we had, if in fact those are numbers, everybody probably inflates them some.
Yep.
But it's something that you could hold your head up about. It's put a little, I think, a little bit into perspective. And if I'm correct, I could be wrong, but Butch is, I think last year and the year before spring game, we were in that 80,000 range. Is that correct?
No,
65, 70,
yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it was top five. It was great crowds. Yep.
So, for some reason, I thought at least one year we hit the 80,000 number or close to it.
That was in the 80s?
Yeah, that was 86 after the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But regardless, you know, I think we're probably in the top of the country and doing what we're able to do in the situation that we were able to be in. You know, I put Georgia through what we've been through in the last 10 years and see how many people show up. One comment that I heard from McElroy when he was talking about Garantano that, you know, kind of raised my eyebrow a little bit and I felt a little unsure about, because I feel like he's got a pretty daggone good arm. Is he made the comment that Garantano doesn't really have a big arm. I can't remember exactly everything he said behind that, but
yeah.
I thought that was one of his best attributes, is his arm.
Yeah, we were talking about this actually during a break before the show. Greg McElroy talked about how Garantano has to be really great with his anticipation because he does not have a big arm. And I agree, he does have to be great with the anticipation. But Garantano, he does have a big arm. Go watch him throw a comeback from the opposite hash on time and early. Like, he gets it there. So Garantano does have a big arm. One of the critiques of Garantano earlier in his career is that he was throwing too hard. He was knocking down receivers when he didn't really have to. Garantano has a big arm. I don't really understand why Greg thinks he does not, but his arm is really live. It's really active.
Well, if you guys get a chance to get him on your show, maybe you can ask him.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to get him, man. I didn't understand that comment. But I do get that these guys are covering the entire SEC. They come in and talk to the coaches. I don't know if the coaches maybe told him that or if he made that observation himself. I just disagree. I think Garantano does have a big arm. Now, it's not big compared to Marcus Russell, but I think it's very strong. Thanks for the phone call, Nathan. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, individual.
Hey, how you doing there, family?
Oh, great. How are you?
Hey, great, great. Hey, you guys sound good this morning. Enjoyed listening to you last week on the podcast. As a time or two, I got so excited, I wanted to call, and I said, oh, it's a podcast. Can't do that.
Yeah, man. 7:10.
Yeah, I got excited. Hey, I tell you what, she's talking about don't hit the quarterback. Oh, Joe Dromo, he got his depleted there once.
Yeah, good.
I got kind of excited about that. And there was one time there. I don't know if you guys noticed it or not. Maybe you could clarify it a little bit. But I don't know all the coaches. You know, I ain't got them all down yet. But I was watching it there, and there we got a coach and players running, and he's big. Either a red or a crimson Tennessee shirt on.
It's red.
And I'm looking at it, and I said, what's that?
I noticed that, too.
And I thought, well, I didn't understand that at all. I didn't know if we was adding a new color this year or not. I hope not. But,
no, that's...
I didn't know if it was archived back when. It was red, smoky gray, orange and white. Slash something else, but I said, what's that?
Yeah, it's red. It's an alternate uniform, and you got to have a story behind it. So, you know, when we used to play other teams and bust their head, that's what we saw. We saw a little red, so we thought we'd use it and make it part of our tradition, I guess. But no, the reason why, and
I'll get out of here, guys. Thank
you, Turkey Man. The reason why is because that gentleman is important to the offense, and you want to make sure he stands out and the quarterback and offense can see him if he's calling out audibles or hand signs or whatever. It's not anything that's different than a lot of schools out here. You know, it can be green, it can be a yellow, but red is a very strong color. If you go and sit in a business class and talk about, you know, for a business, what colors stand out to a consumer, it's red, it's yellow. And red is the color that we chose to use. Our quarterbacks used to have a green jersey on. They don't have a green jersey on anymore. They have a black jersey. So this is what this staff is doing, and it has nothing to do with their allegiance or their loyalty or anything silly like that. It's strictly football reasons of why the player or the coach on the sideline has a red hat and a red shirt. That is to stand out for the players to be able to see.
And just in general, there's always, to me, there's just too much concern about what folks are wearing. You know, people are all, oh, they got their panties all in a wad because Jeremy Pruitt, oh, was he wearing orange enough? I don't know. I didn't see him in orange. He wears a lot of white. Oh, my goodness. Man, it doesn't matter. If he coaches the team well and they win football games, he can go out there wearing pink and purple. Just win football games. I get it. You want your guy to be all orange. He's got a little bit of a stipulation for being from Alabama. But the man is a professional. He's getting paid millions of dollars to coach this football team.
Somebody complain about what Pruitt had on?
Oh, yeah, did you not see any of that? Dude, yeah.
You got to be effing kidding me. He had on issue gear.
I don't know about it at this spring game.
It's a power T.
I just remember kind of leading up to everything. People were like, oh, does he wear orange? Oh, he seems like he never wears orange.
Oh, he's somebody like it at the baseball game.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Where it just
okay. Well, I mean, that's a little bit more understandable. But you know, I thought you were talking about yesterday. I mean, Saturday.
But that goes across the board. Like people got all up in arms times because Rick Barnes didn't wear enough orange. Well, he had the best season since 2008, Tennessee basketball's had. I don't care what he wears when he goes out there, as long as you're winning games like he did this year. You know? Yeah.
Let's get to Spencer. Spencer's back. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you doing, Spencer?
Doing good. You know, so I made the trek up from Memphis
awesome.
To the Orange and White game, and I just wanted to kind of tell you things that I'd noticed, and you know, maybe you know, you guys kind of you know tell me if I'm way off on that. But you know, from the beginning, you know, from the Vol walk, you know, I saw. And I realize that we probably will not walk out in full uniform for a ball walk during the season.
No.
This was just kind of a logistic thing.
Yes.
But I like the fact that it was like, it's business, it's football, let's play football. That's why we're here. We're not here to, you know, hug and kiss on babies. That's Phil Fulmer's job now. That's yep. nobody else's job. We're here to win.
Yep.
So I like seeing us kind of come out there in that. From the pregame warm-ups and the half-game warm-ups, you know, after halftime, I say – I liked seeing the strength coaches. They had an edge to them.
Ooh.
They were trying to get people fired up. It was Ooh. The mentality of you're going to be tough, you're going to play hard, you're going to compete in everything. And then that, at one point, I saw Kongbo kind of go down. And you could tell it wasn't like a serious injury, you know, where he was just laying on the ground, couldn't get up. It just looked like he maybe tweaked his ankle or something. And then Pruitt turns around and kind of looks at him. And you could tell he said something like, "Are you good? Can you go?" or something like that. And Kongbo just kept sitting there, and he said, "Then get off!" And, like, told him to get out of the game. And then, you know, you see Batuli going off on, you know, Shy Tuttle, I think, and some other people about not doing their job. And you see the post-conference presser with Pruitt, and, you know, he was salty. You know, they asked Phil Fulmer about how he's adjusting to being an AD, and he said, "I know who the good guys and the bad guys are, and I know where the bones are buried." And I was like, "Man, we have the edge back." You know what I mean? That's what I saw. I saw that we have that mentality back.
Yeah, everything is in place, and this is what I've gathered from the beginning of spring to today. And I've been to practice. I got a chance to meet several of the coaches Friday night. Met Pruitt. It was really, really quick. But this is what I've gathered from everything that I've heard from people that know Pruitt, know the people on the staff, from what I've seen in practice. Everything is in place except for some of the players. We need the players. The players, that's the only thing that's missing right now. You have AD that's on board 100% that's going to assist Jermaine Pruitt be as successful as he wants to be, which I'm pretty sure you can tell that he wants to be a champion. We are missing players at certain positions. We are missing depth all over the football field. That is the only thing missing, and that's really encouraging because we can get the players. We can get the players. Butch Jones got the players. We can get the players. Coach Fulmer and this staff with all this experience, go look at the recruits' comments from over the weekend. I mean, this place is special. And if it's ran right, you'll get the players. So they'll see that, and we'll be rocking and rolling. But it's going to take a little bit of time, though. There's no doubt about that. We'll go back to the phones. We got Al from PA and Mark. Stay with us, 865-255-03.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today, there is a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 70 and a low around 56. A 60% chance of rain tomorrow, with a high near 74 and a low around 53. Friday, a 30% chance of showers, with a high near 62. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company.
Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BDry. Reach out to BDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BDry.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just want.
All right, let's get back to the BDry waterproofing hotline this morning, 865-255-03. And let's get to Al from PA. Al, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, man. The upper room.
The upper room.
Hey, that still cracks me up, man. I don't know about, you know, like I didn't watch the game Saturday. I ended up watching it last night. I was away. But I tell you what, I got on, you know, the chat boards and stuff like that, and I seen people dogging JG and stuff like that. But I thought Garantano looked better than in that orange and white game than what he did at any point last year.
Why are people dogging Jared Guantano? Like, what are they complaining about?
Oh my god!
They're just saying stuff like, you know, he was off, overthrown some balls and stuff. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, I thought he looked good. I mean, and he does have some zip on that arm, man. He put some balls in some spaces. I was like, wow. I didn't see that last year.
Was he supposed to throw every pass perfect?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
And I thought the offensive line looked good. I tell you what, man, that Jordan kid, boy, he's a hard runner too, isn't he? He sort of reminds me of Kelly, man. He just nose down and he goes. I like that.
Yeah, Jared had a good day. The reason why I think he had a good day is because all spring long, he's had to run for his life. He's pressured in the pocket, and he got time on Saturday, which is, you know, you can look at this two different ways. Yay for the offensive line, boo for the defensive line. But Jared all spring long was rushed with his throws, and on Saturday he had some time to throw the ball. He delivered an awesome pass on the sideline where the receiver stepped out of bounds by catching the ball. That's on the receiver's fault for not getting a foot in. And then you had a pass to Josh Palmer that appeared to be a little bit late, but I went back and watched it about four or five times. And maybe if that ball was thrown to Callaway, he regroups himself a little bit earlier and comes back to the ball and uses his body and his jumping ability and high points the ball, where Josh Palmer didn't realize where he was on the football field. You don't have that much room. So you got to start kind of gearing it down and get ready for a jump ball in that situation. I thought Jared played well. I thought he played well. And I don't know why anyone would want to criticize Jared
I mean, first of all, he was the MVP of the Orange and White game, so the coaches felt like he was the best player. And, you know, chat rooms and message boards, it's a double-edged sword because you get crap like that. But on the other hand, there's some really good conversations that take place there. News is dropped there. And so I have a love-hate relationship with the message boards, and that reason you gave me is why I hate them. But, again, I'm not completely downing them because there's some really good conversation and news is broken there. You get some people that have inside knowledge and they share it there. So it's not totally irrelevant, but stuff like that is just that's just silly. Jared didn't have a bad day at all.
No, the only thing that I would critique him on is that right before halftime, they were running the two-minute drill.
He took a sack
on first and 10.
Yep.
The offense was in a rhythm.
You can't take a sack
set your offense behind the chains in the two-minute drill on first and 10.
Yep.
That was the only true mistake I saw.
That was a big mistake.
I will say this, too. I liked how Batuli was dog-cussing somebody there, I think on the sideline, which the last caller just brought out. I liked seeing that.
Whole defense.
Yeah, I mean there's passion we didn't see last year, and then I tell you what, man, I do think we got a coach. He was dog cussing people too. I like old Pruitt, man. I think he might be legit. So
I like him so far too. Al, thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Twino, my brother.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, man, had a fantastic weekend. Drove up to Fayetteville, spent the weekend up there. They're doing some nice modifications to the campus, dude. It's been a year or so since I've been up there. It looked good.
It looks beautiful. It looks beautiful.
It really does. It's going to look really nice when they get all the construction done.
We've been saying that for 10 years now.
As far as the game, dude, I thought Guantano played really well. I mean, he had a couple of bad plays. Everybody's going to have a couple of bad plays, but he played really well. I got really no complaints other than the defense looked a little soft, but maybe they were told to be a little soft. I don't know. The one thing that I wanted to touch on, I don't know if anybody does, my app's not working, so I don't know if anybody brought it up. In the stadium, there was about a two-minute promo before the game, and it was talking about how this place in the 90s was feared. People did not want to come up here, and then it showed all the great players that we had through the 90s and early 2000s that were smashing people's mouths, punching them in the face. And, dude, when that thing ended, I was ready to go suit up. I was just like, yeah, baby, let's go! It was well put together, and it was amazing. I don't know if anybody else has seen it or talked about it, but it was on point, brother. On point. I'm ready to go.
Hey, Mark, VFL Films will have you ready to ride any day of the week, any time. They are the best in the business.
I believe they were the same videos that they had tweeted out earlier in the week, the video that Phil Fulmer tweeted out on his Twitter account, and then some of the hype videos that Vol Football on Twitter that they tweeted out. So I think they were just playing those in the stadium. They're the best in the country, in my opinion.
They're the best.
A little biased.
Best in the business.
VFL Films is incredible. We just got to get it where they want to use more modern-day clips instead of a bunch of old ones. That's what needs to happen now.
Yeah,
we need to get some modern day clips.
Well, you.
But hey, go ahead.
No, I'm saying you use those clips because the AD was a coach during those times. So I kind of get it, but I'm with Charlie too. I can't wait to create some new clips of our guys making plays now while we're winning games. But I do understand why a lot of the old clips were used because our AD was the head coach then.
Yeah, well, that's true. And the last part of the last, sentence of it is we're going to bring it back, So, hey, dude, I'm all in. Let's go. Go on, baby. I'm looking for a 7-5, maybe 8-4 on a good day. I don't know. Go on, baby.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Yeah, they're going to bring it back. The question is when. There's people there that have done it before. They've done it already. You have the resources in Tennessee to get it done. So it's going to happen. It's just when and how fast. And I talked to an assistant coach about that on Friday. Really, really encouraging. And I'll share that, too, with you today. We got touchdown turnover coming up next. We'll get to Attaboy also in hour two as we push Attaboy for our great phone calls. And we'll continue those phone calls after this.